the U, the R, the E, the B, the O, the Y, the S. It's Pure Boys.
Hold up.
It's Pure Boys.
Yeah, I got two throats.
The P, the U, the R, the E, the B, the O, the Y, the S. It's Pure Boys.
Hold up.
It's Pure Boys.
Say what?
Yahweh! Ciao, Cross Monkeys. Welcome to Pure Boys Podcast. I'm Adam and Chiz.
And I'm Steve, here with a weekly reminder to wash yourself.
Clean your penis. That's the lesson of 2012 Step Up Revolution.
Depends if you have an innie or an outie.
True. That's true. You know what? I guess if you have an innie, you shouldn't be cleaning that because it's a self-cleaning system.
Oh, yeah. It self-cleans.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting told that by my girlfriend when I was 17, and I was like, you're an idiot. You need to clean that stuff. And then, like, 5 years later, it's like, oh, yeah, the idiot's me.
I've been forcing douches in there while she slept. I've been giving her sleep douches.
Well, you can force a douche or two, but don't premedicate it.
No, and there's nothing funnier than douching your lover while she sleeps and then telling her you pissed the bed the next morning. That's a lot of fun.
Here's a thing for all you people out there. Don't do things to other people when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Or unconscious.
Pranks, anything like that. Don't, don't put whipped cream in their hand and smack them on the face or something.
I pulled a prank on my wife the other day. Maybe the first prank I've ever pulled that was successful. Mm. I had a little spray bottle here, and I spritzed into the kitchen from the living room. And just the angle was absolutely perfect. So it just, like, tinkled on her forehead a little bit, and she looked up. And she's like, oh, no. Oh, my God. I think the roof's leaking. And then she was, like, looking around. And then I spritzed again. Just the perfect arc right over her top. And she just, like, went insane at that point and was like, no. And I was like, gotcha.
I gotcha. I've been sneezing on you this whole time.
Mm-hmm. So, I gotta say my spray bottle technique is absolutely flawless, and if you want to come at me, I'll see you at the World Championships.
Nice, yeah, and if you think that I'm spritzing water on you and you think the roof is leaking, it's actually skeet. How does that sound, wife?
Skeet.
Hey.
What is skeet? Is that like a sleet version of
Barton? Yeah, I think it's like, it's Barton. It's just Barton. Choked on all the Barton in my throat. It's Barton. Hey, speaking of Barton, we gotta do the Pure Boys prayer, because now I can't edit that out. I have to leave it in.
Yeah, clap. God bless our podcast, please.
God bless all podcasts, please.
We love you, please.
Amen.
Ages.
Can we talk about what just happened?
Yes. I didn't actually hurt myself that much, but I hurt myself enough that, like, it did actually kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was a joke, and then it actually happened.
So what's going on with your hand that wouldn't let you clap?
My fingy hurts. I have an ingrown fingernail, and it really sucks. If you just hit it very lightly in the wrong spot, it's just the worst pain ever. And I haven't seen a doctor about it because why? You know,
Haiti health insurance. Who has a doctor these days?
Yeah, the Haitian medical system is in a crisis.
The government's trying to privatize all of our doctors. And while this isn't a political podcast, we just need to be real about the situation.
They're trying to say crises to sound like Reese's Pieces, but it's not working.
Right, they're trying to put the Christ back in crises.
As we all should, as God-fearing American Haitians.
Absolutely, yeah. I just, I'm sorry to laugh at your pain, but it was very funny watching you clap and go, oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm dealing with a new system, so I didn't know where, and then it was,
A lot of uncertainty right now.
Oh, so much uncertainty in this market. Oh, bears, bulls, bees, I don't know anymore.
Oh, birds and bees, getting it on with the bears and the bulls.
Have you ever fantasized about being a bee farmer?
Yeah, for sure, of course. Like, I think I mentioned this before, but I got a bee farmer two doors down from me, and his bees are all over our yard, and I love it.
Yeah, they're bumbly, they're beautiful, and they're the next Cindy Crawford.
They're certainly going to replace us when humanity wipes itself out. The bees will inherit the earth.
Like, first it was breasts, then it was butts, and then it's going to be bees. Mm. The sexiest thing on this planet.
Oh, you ever seen a big old bumblebee covered in...
Erm?
No. No, not erm.
I've never done that.
What's the stuff? Pollen. That's what I'm talking about. And they're just pollen drunk, just rolling around in the flowers. Oh, it's delightful.
Beautiful. It's basically porn.
Basically. It's porn for bees, certainly.
It's bees for porn.
Hey, putting the bee in Bukkake.
Man, I got really into Bukkake for like 2 months when I was 14.
Oh, not like with a person. You mean like with a virtual person?
Yeah, virtual Bukkake. Like, you have to wear a VR mask and you're...
And you're getting
you're
pumped.
In the point of view
yeah.
of some old dude.
You're in the center of the circle.
Oh yeah, I guess you could do that too, yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
oh.
You're like I was in the lineup, and then you're waiting, and then you like just see a bunch of like naked dudes in front of you like jerking themselves off weakly, right. And
but not like just enough to keep them close but not to tip over.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you look around and there's craft services and lighting.
Yeah. And a director looking very bored and a cameraman looking very bored and a sound guy looking very bored. This is just a regular Tuesday.
Which is really hard to do when you're coked up.
Oh, yeah. To look bored? Oh, my God. How do you grind your teeth and look bored at the same time? I don't understand.
Like, if you're directing and producing porn and on set, you're probably coked up.
I would imagine so. Yeah, for sure you are. Yeah. Why isn't there porn like that where you're just standing in line waiting to get to the front of the Bukkake and you're just like, all right, I'm just going to be, it's just an edging video essentially at that point, except you're edging to the looking at a bunch of naked dudes.
But then you get to Bukkake, like you eventually get to go unless like the feed cuts out.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, what's a chicken's favorite kind of porn?
Bukkake.
Oh yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I figured since we were talking about it and the whole thing. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I was gonna say hardcore, but you know, either way, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a better punchline. Yeah.
What's the difference between hardcore Bukkake and Bukkake?
Well, I didn't say hardcore Bukkake. I said just hardcore. I'm talking about that chicken loves people getting choked and punched in the face and just railed. Chickens are freaks, dog. They're all freaks.
Yeah, not to yuck anybody's yum, but ew.
No. This episode's off to a weird start.
I'm very sexual today. When I'm hurt, I get very sexual.
I'm going to be honest. If you listen back to the show, you're very sexual every episode. You are really? Mr. Sex the Sex Man. Yeah. Every episode, you bring up sex at some point. You talk about yizz more than anybody I've ever met.
I'm very neutral in my regular day life. I never talk about sexy things.
Yeah, you let the midweek freak treat.
Yeah. I gotta let my freak out somewhere, and I guess it's on this podcast.
I guess the recording of this show is kind of a personal midweek freak treat for us.
Yeah, it's my personal Bukkake treat.
But yeah, exactly. Yum, delicious. On a hot summer's day, getting a personal Bukkake treat. How am I gonna edit this? God damn it.
It's uneditable, and I think it's perfect. Also, I will never be sexual on this podcast again.
All right. Well, he's drinking bone broth, so we'll see.
I'm drinking straight Sumatra coffee.
Ooh, lovely. My wife made some dandelion syrup yesterday that we can sweeten our teas and our coffees with, and it's good. It's very good.
Well,
dandelion's got a bad rap. Dandelions are great.
So what does the dandelion do of it all?
It provides flavor and little vitamins and stuff. And little tiny baby vitamins. Provides
Baby vitamins.
If you open up a dandelion, you're going to find a baby aspirin in there. That's just the facts of life.
Where do you think they get them? Do you think they, like, crush powder into a pill form?
I think so. I think the little leaves reach out overnight and creep into your home and steal all your baby aspirin.
It's like how oysters have pearls. Dandelions have little aspirin in them.
Exactly. That's the miracle of nature. And sorry, that's the miracle of God. That's what God did. He took a dandelion, he put a baby aspirin in it. If you see that and you don't believe in God, you're farting in the head, pal.
Hashtag that's what God do.
Hashtag that what God do.
Yeah, like, why isn't that trending? They're trying to shove God down young people's throats, and they should, because it's pure.
Of course. Yeah.
And the priest... use good speak.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Speak good or hold your peace.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean your dinger.
Do you have to cut your lawn now?
No, we pay a kid to cut our lawn. No, we'll leave our lawn grow pretty wild until it's going to get pretty tall. It's fun to have a wild lawn. See, where we are in the mountains, nobody cares about if your yard is full of dandelions and tall grass. Everyone's yard is full of dandelions and tall grass. People just let her buck out here. It's great. Getting out of the city and away from that stupid yard culture is beautiful.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time and chemicals. Harsh. Chemicals on treating our lawns, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, and we kept the dandelions because the bees love the dandelions, so our dandelions are covered in bees every day.
Oh, nice. Oh, God, that makes me so not wet.
Careful.
Because I'm not sexual anymore.
That's right. Careful, counselor.
It makes me so dry.
Oh, dry as the friggin' Sahara.
Yeah, and that is not sexual.
Oh, and that's what's in the news. What do you got for us this week, Steve?
We canceled this segment.
Okay, and that was What's in the News. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. Thank God that segment's over. Let's take it to our next segment, a very important question. And you might already have expected this coming. And that is, of course, the question I have to ask, which is, Steve Creep, whomst was the Beggar Vance of Step Up 3D?
Well, Adam, I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you.
I would have to say the Step Up franchise as a whole is the Beggar Vance of Step Up 3D.
Wow, explain. How do you mean?
I feel like without the Step Up franchise, this movie wouldn't have been made.
Well, truer words have never been spoken. Yep, you're absolutely right.
Now, Adam,
yeah?
Whom do you think was the Beggar Vance? Keep in mind, this is the Step Up 3D.
Huh, well, thanks so much, Steve Creep. To me, the Beggar Vance of Step Up 3D is probably our old pal Twitch. Just so nice to see. I wasn't expecting for him to show up, and then we get Twitch in that one, and we get Twitch in this one, and, spoiler alert, maybe he's in the last one as well. I don't know. Maybe Twitch has become the main character of this franchise somehow. But either way, without him, we wouldn't have had laser lights on fingers and glowing t-shirts and all kinds of crazy shit that he invented. So, Twitch.
Amen.
Amen. We still have 40 seconds.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. I don't know if I said that after the prayer, because I was too busy laughing at your injured finger.
My finger's injured. It really makes me think about dancing. And how impossible dancing would be without a finger.
Oh my God. And just like, if you were dancing now, it would move the blood out of your finger, reduce that inflammation in your finger. Hey, why don't you ice your finger? Wouldn't that help if you reduce that inflammation?
I think I have arthritis because ice really hurts.
Oh, wow. That sucks. I'm sorry, man.
Or at least rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, at least rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, at the very least, I would have to say Beggar Vance.
I would have to say that rheumatoid arthritis is the Beggar Vance of my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucky you. Well, you know what? Hey, let's just keep it rolling. Let's just get into everyone's favorite segment of the week.
The Kevin Sorbo Tweet of the Week.
Kevin!
Okay, Kevin, what do you have for us? What did I pick? He's been going on a little bit of a political tirade, and I decided to not go that route today.
Excellent. I've been really hating on Kevin the last few weeks, and that's not fair of me. We need to go back to where we were, loving Kev. So whatever he says, I support it 100%.
I don't know. I still kind of disagree. I think he's a big piece of shit.
Guys, shut up. Read the tweet.
I know I'm supposed to agree with you and, like, move along to podcasts and read the tweet, but eh. Kevin Sorbo, 2:45 p.m. Ugh. May 4th, 2023.
Bad dumb.
414,000 views this time, which is, it's better.
That's respectable, but it's still trash. It's still not over half a mil.
And it's probably a lot of bots, because this one goes, Bud Light helped more people quit drinking than AA ever has. So take that, AA.
Did he say that at the end?
No, he didn't say that at the end. That was my own information at the end. But yeah, Bud Light is super alcoholic still.
yeah.
So I guess that's the joke.
Well, no, you know what went on with Bud Light.
Did I?
Oh, maybe you don't.
I guess not.
They started an ad campaign with a trans person. They dared to feature a trans person in an ad campaign. And then a lot of very stupid, ignorant assholes got mad about it. And then started buying Bud Light so they could destroy it and be like, take that, Bud Light. And it's like, you're the dumbest kind of person, I guess. Oh, sorry. I love you, Kevin. You're absolutely right. Go woke, go broke. Bud Light is out of business now, thanks to the protests of some very brave idiots. So thank you, Kevin.
I thought this was like just an innocent jab at Bud Light being like weaker than other alcohol. Of course it has like some dumb fuck you.
It has nothing to do. It is purely about, it's purely Kev being a classic Kevin Sorbo turf. And, I mean, he's not really a turf. He's just a hateful bigot. Ah, no, we love you, Kevin. Everything you say is correct. You're right. Bud Light's the best for making people quit drinking.
All you conservative people out there, and I know we got lots, go to speakpipe.com/pureboys and tell us why do you have to hate other people for not hurting you or changing your life in any way.
Well, you know what? This is not a political podcast, so if you're going to go to speakpipe.com/pureboys, let us know what your favorite non-politicalized beer is.
I want to get a P.O. box so people can send us things.
That would be cool. That'd be awesome, actually. Do you think, how many, like, anthrax packages do you think we'd get?
I would ask for no anthrax. So,
if you're listening, send that mail to blah 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 blah. But please don't send anthrax.
Yeah, we gotta come up with a list of things for people not to send. Anthrax, right. Probably number like 4 to 5 with a bullet.
Oh yeah, for sure. But not number one. Like number four and five, certainly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anthrax in powder form or anthrax in possibly liquid form.
Oh, geez, that would change the game on anthrax.
I told you that my wife made dandelion syrup, and she put it all in mason jars, and I didn't really know, I guess I didn't realize what she was doing. So when I got home from work last night, I walked in, and there was just 4 jars of piss on our counter. And I was just like, oh, where'd all this piss come from? This piss doesn't look healthy either. Why is there all this piss out here? Turns out it was dandelion syrup.
I remember looking at a jar of piss and being like, oh, so that's what a big jar of piss looks like.
Oh, bottoms up. And then over the teeth, past the gums.
Yeah, my prostate is getting bad enough that I'm thinking about having a piss bucket upstairs. I'm thinking about it.
Thinking about it. You're not there yet, but you're thinking about it.
Do you think there's some, like, woke, liberal, cuck,
sure.
Soy boy
yes.
version of, like, a piss bucket that, like, sends perfume in there or something, or like beta carotenes?
It's probably a can of Bud Light is what it is.
Got him.
The biggest beta cucks of them all. No, this is not a political podcast. Kevin's right. Gosh, it's so hard. Everything in me is rebelling against this feeling I have.
We love you, Steve. No, I'm Steve. Adam, we love you and all your views.
Steve, we love you and all your views.
Thank you.
Thank yous. Well, geez, I guess let's go. This might be a short episode. I feel like this is going to be a short episode. Maybe 30 minutes. I don't know. We'll see.
If this is 40 minutes, Wow.
I mean, we're at 20 minutes already, and we'll see.
Usually we've spoken so much bullcrap that we're at, like, what, 35 before we start
talking about the
movie? Lately, anyways.
A lot of the time, yeah, we've really tightened up this show, and I'm very proud of us. But we don't riff the way we used to. I've been listening to old episodes. We used to riff a lot more. We don't riff. I miss the riffs.
Oh. Well, I thought we just, like, switched the riffing to the, like, beginning of the episode and not while we're talking about the movie, because we just want to get over it.
Possibly. Done, I guess. Possibly, yeah. Well, then, you know what? Let's go. Straight into 2012's, the year that the world should have ended, Step Up Revolution.
So,
what?
Is watching movies that we like better for our viewing but worse for the pod?
Yep.
Yeah,
100% that's the case. Yep.
Well,
You know, I say that, but Cowgirl Summer and Cowgirl Summer 2, why not?
Cowgirl Summer's for everybody. And I told somebody that we were doing
Barton
Summer.
And spoilers.
Right, spoilers.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah. And their face just looked disappointed instantly.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, was this a fan of the show?
No.
Oh, just some opinionated asshole. Gotcha.
This person at Haiti Wendy's that just...
You told the cashier at Haiti Wendy's?
Well, we had a couple of minutes because they make it fresh.
Of course. Never frozen. Not a sponsor.
No, not a sponsor, but we love them.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for them to roll out that AI drive-thru. Did you hear about that? That they're developing an AI drive-thru machine? So you're talking to a person, but it's actually just an AI, and it takes your order and does all that stuff?
The AI revolution is coming, and it's very scary.
No, it's the best. What are you talking about? AI freeing us from the shackles of work is the greatest gift humanity can give itself.
Yeah, and I hope it does go that way, but human existence and history shows us that it'll just turn out to be terrible for most people.
Right, we'll get
enslaved. And great for some.
Oh, great for some. Oh, of course. And then we'll be enslaved in other ways. And you know what? That's great. Enjoy your TikToks. Enjoy your whatever while you got them, guys.
And this is all for you people out there. We're the firstborn. We're going to live forever. We're fantastic. If we wanted to, and we have, we could be millionaires and enslave a bunch of people and do a bunch of shady crap.
Yeah, but you can't pass a camel through the eye of a needle. And so we don't care about riches and money. Although if you want to sponsor the podcast, we'll sell out to anybody. That's fine by us.
You can't pass a camel
through
the eye of a needle.
Hey, don't talk to me. Talk to the big man upstairs.
So what does that mean?
I just said don't talk to me. Talk to the big man upstairs.
Are you riding a horse past the camel through a said needle?
I believe that's what it means. Yeah, you can pass a horse through the eye of a needle, no problem. But you can't pass a camel on a horse through the eye of a needle.
Speaking of horses.
Please.
I told a human being that I had never ridden a horse.
Fair.
And their response was, not even a donkey?
No, some of us don't go to Mexico every year and go ride abused donkeys to ride up to Chichen Itza or whatever.
Yeah, Chichawa.
Exactly. Chicken Chow Mein. We don't ride donkeys there.
If you ask me to ride a donkey up Chicken Chow Mein, you got another thing coming.
Hey, you got another thing coming. You know, classic.
America.
Oh, America, baby.
But I just found it so weird that automatically his thought process was like, oh, well, then you've ridden a donkey at least.
Right. You might not have ridden a horse, but you've ridden a burro before.
Exactly.
You're like, no, I've only ridden moose.
Yeah, big moose. When you see a moose in the wild, don't be intimidated by its stature. Run up to it and try to ride it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you might not be able to jump on its back, but you can definitely punch its nuts like it's a friggin' speed bag in the gym. It's at that height.
Yeah. Punch the nuts, then it'll kneel down, then you can jump on its hump, and you're riding a moose, baby.
You know, there's a large moose statue not too far from where you live, and one of my favorite things about it is that the creator of it just gave it penis and testicles for no reason. Here you go.
Well, I think if you would grill him about it, he would definitely have a reason.
Well, sure, it's anatomically correct.
Yeah, he did a lot of study, probably did a lot of picture reviewing.
Oh, looked at lots of pictures of moose penises and testicles, 100%. Just like his search history is just full of it.
I don't want to get sexual. This is definitely just about anatomy.
Yeah, this is just an anatomical conversation.
But what do you think is close to a moose's junk? Is it like...
It's thighs. Didn't even hesitate. Had that one in the chamber.
We should have ended the podcast there for sure.
As you said, what do you think is close? I was like, thighs, 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 thighs. Stop talking so I can say thighs. Come on.
Thighs. That was good.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean... Okay, this is not a sexual question. This is purely an anatomical question. Do you think you could put a moose's dinger in your mouth? Do you think it would fit in your mouth? Purely anatomical, not a sexual question.
I've always thought of myself as a big mouth man that can take a lot of stuff. I tried to put my fist in my mouth a lot as a teenager and a preteen.
Yeah.
So do what you will with that, listeners. But no, I don't think I could.
I don't think I could. I just tried now to put my fist in my mouth, and I got these teeth in the way. If only I could just get all my teeth removed, then I could fit all kinds of big things in my mouth.
Well, I got that solved, and I still don't think. Yeah, I don't. I used to be able to put my fist in my mouth. I had very small, dainty, beautiful White City hands.
White City.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever put your hand in your mouth for fun?
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. See, I can put my hand in my mouth and then turn it into a fist, but okay. That's not that impressive. Anybody could do that, I'd imagine.
That's pretty cool. I don't think anybody could do it. Like basketball players, have you seen those mitts?
True.
Receivers in football?
A person with no hands?
Yeah.
They'd be hard-pressed to put their fist in their mouth.
Yeah, unless they have like a wooden fist. Yeah. And it tastes good.
Yeah, unless they got a surfing arm.
Yeah, that tastes good.
Oh, of course. Of course it tastes good. My wife asked me this morning, if I had to eat poop, would I want it, if it tasted like Fruit Loops, could I eat poop? And I was like, I don't want to eat poop. Second of all, I would rather poop, if I had to eat poop, I would rather it taste like poop and not Fruit Loops.
But then, do Fruit Loops taste like Fruit Loops in this scenario?
Yeah, yeah.
What happens to Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops still exist. It's just like, if I had to eat poop, and would I prefer it to taste like Fruit Loops or poop? And it was like, poop, obviously.
Yeah, poop, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. The description for this episode is just going to be, skip this one. That's all it's going to say.
I really kind of want to have my arm chopped off in like a weird, like crazy situation so I could go on the news and demand they make my prosthetic hand taste good.
I want each finger to taste like something different.
But why? I was just in an accident, a horrific accident. Give me what I want.
I'm a cultural hero.
Truffle my hand, please.
I want my thumb to taste like truffle butter. I want my index finger to taste like barbecue sauce. I want my middle finger to taste like Frank's Red Hot. I want my ring finger to taste like poop, and I want my pinky finger to taste like ass. There's my hand. Just make it taste like that.
Is it sexual if I tell you what I was thinking of what one of my fingers could taste like?
No, that's not sexual. That's just you making a request to the hand manufacturers.
Martin?
Not sexual.
No.
Not sexual.
Yeah, this is just what I want my finger to taste like.
I mean, I don't want my finger to... I wouldn't mind my finger smelling like that, but I don't want it tasting like that. I don't want to, you know, get... Ugh, gross.
If my finger tastes or smells like steak, I'm sending it back. I just want it to taste like steak.
Yeah, if my finger tastes like steak, I'm eating my finger. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm eating my finger. Well, we can eat our fingers. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that cool? That is cool. Is that how you got into the hangnail situation? Eating your fingers?
Yeah. I was eating my fingers. Yeah. I was working, and I haven't had a hand free. So I was like, oh, this kind of smells like steak.
When was the last time I ate steak? Why do my fingers smell like steak?
Yeah, and loudly pronouncing it.
Of course, yeah. And then you rub your fingers under your nose and go, steak, huh?
Garlic.
Oh, shallots, interesting. I got a whole buffet on my hand here.
Do you ever put onions and garlic in a pan and wish that was enough to eat? It smells so good at that point.
What I love about cooking onions and garlic is that if someone walks in and smells it, they go, wow, you're a really good cook. And you go, yes, literally just onions and garlic and butter or olive oil. I don't, whatever, take your pick. That's all you need to be a good cook is just fry those two things.
You know, we don't have olive oil in the house. Never have.
What? How do you
it's
cook?
Crazy.
How do you sleep?
We use canola oil, and it's, like, way worse. Like, frying a chicken in canola oil is, like, whatever. It gets the job done. It browns the meat, but there's no, like, good flavor that's gone into that chicken.
Well, frying how? Are you talking, like, breading and then frying to make, like, fried chicken? Because you want to use peanut oil if you're going to be doing that.
Nut oil we don't have either, but, No, I just mean, like, just a little drizzle to get some browning going.
Oh, just a little pan sear.
Yeah, pan sear.
Gotcha, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you want, yeah, you, if you're going to do that, use butter.
Well, butter is good, but oil can get you there, too.
I know, I just, canola oil is my least favorite of the oils.
It sucks.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
It's not even that much cheaper than, just buy olive oil. Why don't you buy olive oil?
It's olive oil's out there every time. I have a bottle of oil, olive oil in my hand.
Yeah.
Which is at least 4 to 5 times a year. I'm like, I already have canola oil at home. I don't need to spend extra money. So I put it back. And I put it in my hand. It's not like I just, like, walk past it like an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean, it's not cheap, first of all. Like, it's indulgent. But if you work it into your budget, then it's fine. But, I mean, like, we can edit this out if you don't want me to say this on the show, but your wife, like, is a baker. Like, your wife bakes as, like, a side hustle. Doesn't she use she uses canola oil in her baking, or does she use olive oil?
Well, it's not olive oil, I can tell you that.
Oh, I guess it's definitely not olive oil. Write it off as a business expense.
It is very uncomfortable for me to talk about this because I know she listens and she writes down everything I talk about. Mm-hmm. You can leave this in.
Okay, so yeah, I know she'll approach you and go, excuse me, Steve. Yeah.
Well, she'll, you know, go up to me with the choking symbol, and I'll laugh, and then she'll actually choke me, and then I'll...
Martin?
Well, I can't be sexual, so
I know, but
I'll smile.
Sure.
Gratefully.
I'll smile and soak my shorts, and then we'll go buy canola oil.
This sex comedic crutch is really getting to me, because I do know that I talk sexually a lot. But I didn't realize how invasive now that I'm really putting thought to it.
I mean, like, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
Martin is a fun smell. It's all.
Yeah, a lot of Martins in this episode. No one's going to know what we're talking about. It's just going to be Martin, all over the place. Martin is a good smell is what they've just heard.
So was that a comb specifically for your mustache?
Yeah, well, it's for a beard, but I don't have a beard. I just have a mustache. I'm trying to get a new one, though. Next payday, I'll be buying a different one that's got a handle and isn't just like a brick with, like, teeth in it. I don't know. It's not that good of a comb. I don't love it, but it gets the job done for now. It's fine. It's got a fine tooth, and that's what I need.
It doesn't seem ergonomically sound.
No, it's trash in that regard. This thing's it's trash. It's not very good. It's made for a beard. Designed by a woman, made for a beard.
Too bad you can't go to the store. Did you buy it from a store?
Yeah, presumably. I have a couple of them that are like, well, I had a beard for many years, and then she dumped me. This is not a political podcast. Being gay is political. This is not a political podcast.
Do they have part-time workers that are like teenagers and... you know, just have their first job?
Who?
At this place that you bought the comb.
At the online store I bought it from?
Oh, it's an online store.
Yeah, everything's online. Why would anyone go to a store to buy anything? That's ridiculous. Except for groceries, I guess.
I try.
Well?
It's a hassle. Because I've been buying online for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just so great for little things that you can't get or have to go to a different spot, and now I've been buying stuff locally, and it's such a hassle driving around. I'm probably burning more fossil fuels that hurt the environment more. Yeah.
I know. I ordered a book for my wife's birthday from a local bookstore, and it was like 3 weeks before her birthday. So I'm like, that's plenty of time to order this book and get it brought in. And they're like, yeah, no problem. It arrived a week late. And I was like, well, I if I'd have got it from Amazon, I would have had it the next day. But you know what? I support local. It's fine. I understand there's supply chain issues, and it's not a political podcast, so we can't talk about the supply chain. That's a political issue. But
supply chain.
Yeah, no, friggin' get it together, supply chain. Yikes. But yeah, but
yikes and a half.
It's funny to complain about shopping local, but then also being like, but shop local, even though it's a pain in the ass and a worse experience most of the time and costs you more money most of the time. Support local, because without it, what do you got?
Well, good online services that support a multitude of different hobbies and things.
True. And the bookstore I bought it from has an online presence. I ordered it through them online, paid for it online, and then it took almost 5 weeks to get here. And I went, that's bad turnaround, guys.
How much did you pay for shipping?
I think shipping was free.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you would have paid $5 for shipping, you would have got it on time.
Possibly, yeah, that's true. Anyway, we're talking about 2012 Step Up Revolution. This one sucked. I didn't like this one.
This movie made me wish I appreciated Step Up 3D way, way more. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just in such a crummy mood for Strep Up 3D.
Yeah, Strep Throat 3D, of course.
But, like, I really enjoyed the choreography in this movie, actually. I thought they scaled up some of the group dancing quite well, but that really fleshed out all of the things that I kind of liked about the previous movies, and like the kind of crew dancing that would occur in the other movies. But that's about it. Like Stephen Gallagher, obviously the best person ever to live.
Is that the dad from the OC?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was great. When I forgot he was in this movie. When I saw him, I was like, that dad from the OC! Oh my god! Where's Misha Barton?
I feel like in this point of his career, he was just doing OC and playing like watered down bad guys in these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he's not really, like, he's portrayed as the bad guy in this movie, but he's just a real estate developer who, I guess, didn't do good due diligence on the neighborhood he was developing in or something. Like, it's not like he's malicious about it. He's just like, yeah, we're doing this. Like, we're building this thing to make Miami better. The mayor's, everyone's on board. He's not like, Martin, this community, I hate this community. He's just like, yeah, we're just trying to build some homes over here. It's like, well, you're not really a bad guy, I guess.
He literally does nothing wrong or skeevy or like duplicitous.
Yeah.
He goes through the right channels. He gets the right authority.
Mm-hmm.
All these people in this neighborhood, I guess, rent. So
yeah,
it's like, I'm sorry, but like, this is development. I get it if he like was paying off people or like doing something underhanded, but he's not.
Like, he's not John Goodman in Evan Almighty.
Oh no, definitely not. The guy's a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, no, this guy's like nice, and he's just like a nice dad who loves his daughter and is like putting like being honest with her, being like, I don't know if dancing's a viable career. Like, I know you want this, but like, you also need to be able to make a living and live your life, and like, maybe you need to consider other options. And then she gets into the stupid school she wants to get into, ran by the biggest bitch in the world.
She's really cool. I really like her for some reason.
The woman who runs that school?
Her blonde hair is really cool, and her shawls, I don't know, I like that vibe.
She had total big Karen energy to me. Big, big Karen. The kind of person that would be like, where is my matcha latte? Like, just the kind of person who would just like ream someone out at a coffee shop because they think they're important. And just, she's the villain of the movie as far as I'm concerned.
She is the villain of the piece, but I liked her. I don't know why. I guess I just want to be near her.
Like, when she's reaming out Emily, the main character, I'm just like, you're gonna let this fat old bitch tell you what to do? Like, you're gonna tell this lady, you're gonna let this lady tell you how to dance? She hasn't danced in 30 years, I'd wager. Her knees are broken. Why are you listening to her?
Yeah, we don't even know if she has knees.
Yeah, true enough, yeah. Yeah, well, true enough. You know, you talked about the dance crew earlier, and one thing this movie does that I think was a mistake is adding too many people into the crew that aren't dancers. There's, like, too many other named characters. There's a graffiti artist. There's the DJ. There's the parkour guys. But there's only, like, one... There's, like, two dancers that get... No, three dancers that get, like, names and characters. So when they're dancing, it's just, like... It's the three main guys and then a bunch of strangers behind them. And you don't connect to that.
And the size of the group changes all the time. Like, at the end, it seems like there's 100. And, like, even during some of the dance scenes in the previous vigilante dancing, there's just a lot of them all of a sudden. But the only people that are highlighted are, like, two or three dancers and then the DJ and the artists. And the person, I guess the person who didn't talk was the artist.
Yeah, until he does. Until, like, they say he doesn't talk, but then they all cheers, and you see him go, like, cheers, mi familia! You're like, oh, so you do talk, you just don't get mic'd, I gotcha, yeah?
Yeah, he doesn't get lines because he's not an actor and is probably, like, a really good artist.
Yeah.
I really like the pieces, like, when he's doing the glass spray,
the layered glass graffiti. Yeah, that's really cool. My favorite thing he did was that big statue of the, like, the businessman with the briefcase that said "We are not for sale."
Yeah, and the businessman was like, "Oh, so, like, a bunch of scumbags made this amazing art piece, like sculpture piece?" And he's like, "Yeah,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah." That
I love how those, like, that guy is kind of like a cool guy and is seeing things for what it is.
Oh, the, like, the developer who sees that, not the young guy who's, like, who plays a scumbag in everything he's ever been in.
Yeah. Mindy Project.
Is he in that?
Yeah, he plays a boyfriend that ends up cheating on her or something. Or he's cheating on his girlfriend with Mindy. Oh. You know, the Minty Project.
The Minty Project. Of course I know the Minty Project.
It's very minty.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of what that guy's name. I'm trying to find that guy because I want to know what his name is. Because he's good in that role. He's good as a scummy jerkbag. And his name is Tommy Dewey.
Really? That's his name?
That's his name. But why for a first name? Why for a last name?
Do you think that's a stage name? Like, he, like, accentuated his douchebaggeriness
for
those roles?
His name is definitely Tommy Weisbaum. For sure it is.
Yeah. Has he Tommy Weisbaum?
Yeah, and then he put on a stage name, Tommy Dewey.
Right.
Right.
The opposite of Tommy Weisbaum.
Yeah. Bomb, B-A-U-M, bomb.
Bomb.
Yeah, of course. So this movie is about the dance crew, the mob, trying to get 10 million views on their YouTube page because YouTube is holding a contest. And whoever gets 10 million views on their page first will get $100,000 from them. And I went, whoever wrote this does not understand how any of this works.
Is that the contest? Because don't they get, like, 100 million views when they do the one flash mob?
Well, you'll have to be more specific. There's 6 or 7 flash mobs in this movie.
Yeah, I think it's when they finally do the political one with the suits and everything.
Okay, yeah. The one with the big... Yeah, the one with the statue.
Yeah, and it blows up online and they get, like, crazy views.
Yeah, but they only get, like, 7 million... Well, only. They only get, like, 5 or 6 million views off of that. Like, that's the one that pushes them up to the top, but they don't get, like, hundreds of millions. They just get... See... This is what I mean when the person who wrote this doesn't understand how YouTube works because, like, I don't know, Big Sean will put out a song tomorrow and it'll get 100 million views. Like, how do you determine the pages that qualify for this? PewDiePie will get 10 million views on his video tomorrow and Mr. Beast will get 100 million views. What, so is he just going to crush the competition in the first day?
Oh, God, I want to be Mr. Beast so bad.
I don't know anything about him other than he looks like there's going to be some nasty things come out about him at some point.
Oh, the nastiest, but he's cool.
He's got a face I don't like. I don't know why. He's just got a face that I go, nah, there's something off about this guy. But I also don't know anything about him or have seen any of his videos or know what his content is. I don't know who Mr. Beast is.
from day one, I looked at Subway Jared and was like, ah, that's a face I don't really trust. That guy, it's too mushy in the front.
Well, that's because he lost all that weight.
Well, yeah, yeah, and he shouldn't have.
I trusted Jared when he was fat. I don't trust him now that he's skinny. Oh, and also in jail for being a pedophile. But that's what really pushed me over the edge was don't your skinny face, yuck.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird when, like, very overweight people lose a lot of weight and suddenly they have the sharpest goddamn jaws you've ever seen in your life?
It's like all the fat was there.
Yeah. Like,
that's where all the stem cells or the things controlling that.
Hey, where'd all your stem cells go?
I ask everybody that, actually.
Of course, of course. So this movie opens with, I guess, like, if you love the pranks of Step Up 2, The Streets, you'll love this movie because it's all about flash mobs, which must have been very hot in 2012.
Yeah, there's, in most of the movies, there's been a flash mob, or at least one.
The first one there wasn't, I don't think. Second one, definitely there was. Third,
first one starts with a flash mob.
Step Up starts with a flash mob?
In the train?
No, that's Step Up 2.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because they got a prank. They got a prank to get into the streets.
Yeah, you got a prank. You got to do the prank to get into the streets.
I don't remember if 3 has a flash mob or not. I guess Moose and that girl dancing through the streets stealing people's clothing and wrecking things could be considered a flash mob.
Yeah, that's definitely a flash mob. All that littering and?
Oh, littering and theft and?
Yeah, disgusting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, but this movie takes place in beautiful, sunny Miami. And
South Beach.
I kind of loved it. I was so hype at the start of this movie. That opening dance number is great. It ticks a lot of boxes for me. And then it just was like a steep decline after that for me anyway.
I thought the dancing was best at the beginning dance. The only gripe I have with the beginning dance is how wet the streets are. But that's just me and my wet phobia.
Of course, yeah. I don't like people dancing in wetness.
Yeah, I want to be soaked or dry. I don't want anything in between, and wet streets provide that.
Mm-hmm. This is the note I have for the opening. Babies in bikinis? Lamborghinis? Dancing in the street? Miami is my kind of town.
I like how they have to use, like, 80s vehicles for most of the street stuff because they actually have metal roofs that you can dance on.
Yeah.
Like, if that was Sunfire, it would be caved in completely.
Oh, yeah, the windshield would have exploded. The whole thing would have crumpled. It would have been like they got led to the Lord.
Exactly. Oh, my God, the Lord crumpled me.
I love thinking about this. So there's like they stop traffic and then there's a bunch of lowriders bouncing and there's people like dancing on them and stuff, but they like the people stuck in traffic must have been like, oh my God, we're about to be killed. Like they must have thought that there was a gang hit going on or something, because when everyone burst out of the cars at the same time, it would have been like, honey, get down, like we're about to be shot, oh my God. It'd be terrifying.
Yeah, I've never liked any of these vigilante dance scenes because they all freaking suck.
Yeah.
Like people are just trying to get through their day. There's a lot of like TikTok videos and YouTube shorts of people like going up to people on the street and like passing them a ball and getting them to like shoot a jump shot or something.
Sure.
Or like asking them a stupid question and being like, oh, aren't these guys crazy for not interacting with us?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, leave me alone. Don't ever talk to me. If you see me out on the street, no, you didn't.
I don't care if you want to buy me a TV. I don't want it.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, leave me alone.
Mr. Beast, leave me alone.
It's just stop bothering people. It's not like they're not having fun. A prank is only fun if everyone's having fun by the end of it, right? If the people getting pranked are not enjoying it, then you're an asshole. That's all plain and simple.
The only one that kind of made sense to me and wouldn't disrupt people's days is the one that happens at the art museum or the art show.
Oh, but that's the worst dance sequence.
It is the worst dance sequence, but people are there just to like watch things already. So
true.
You're not like interrupting their day or anything.
And they don't know that this isn't what it is supposed to be. Like they could very well be, oh, this is what the exhibit is. Oh, this is very cool. And like, so I get why like even the art director's like, just let them go. Like, let's see where this goes. They're not pulling out guns and shooting people, even though this is America. So let's just let them dance.
the only person that can be pissed in that situation could be the artist. Because if they didn't, like, organize this with the dancers and they're just, like, effing up maybe your first and only ever shot at having an art show,
yeah,
that's pretty effed up.
Well, and also, like, some of them are posing as statues, but then what did they do with the actual statues? Those weren't just empty pedestals before. There was stuff on those pedestals. We see the art gallery before you get in there, and there's stuff all over the place. Where did all those things go?
I was thinking about that a lot during the movie,
yeah.
And my only conclusion is that they brought the pedestals.
No, they couldn't have, because when he was scouting out the location, we see all of the statues that then become people later.
Well, that's just effed up, and I'm so sorry to that artist. Probably Banksy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably Banksy. That's all. When they were like, we need to have... this needs to be revolutionary dancing. And I was like, well, hire Banksy then. Get rid of this cholo who does your art and hire Banksy, who maybe is that guy. I guess we don't know.
Could be. It could be Banksy. It could be you. It could be me. Are you Banksy?
Hey, shut your mouth. Don't ask me questions like that.
Why not? You could just say no. Now I'm suspicious.
No, I can't. I have ethics. Banksy has ethics, and he doesn't compromise those for anybody.
You basically admitted that you're Banksy.
Oh, my God. Look, I can't just do whatever I want. There are rules. So break the rules.
Ooh, very deep.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think the thing I love about this, like, about this, the concept of this movie is that the mob is like a group of dancers that interrupt people's day and mess with people, just are assholes in public and dance and ruin people's days. But everyone's like, who is the mob? Who are these people? But none of them are wearing masks. It's the same people every time. So if you were at a place and you saw Twitch, you'd be like, oh, I gotta get out of here. There's gonna be a stupid dance thing going on. Like, I can't be, like, how does nobody know who these people are? It's like, they have Facebook. Have you not figured this out yet?
Oh, man, you gotta do a prank.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. Can you eat salsa?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do they sell? Yeah, they salsa in this, right?
Yeah, they even say, like, can you salsa?
Yeah. Oh, man, can you eat salsa?
See, I was trying to do the thing that you did in two, and it worked just as well, I guess.
Yeah, it worked absolutely perfectly well as it did last time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. Who knows what this stupid movie's about?
Well, at the end, they do a big dance, and then the bad guy, quote unquote, is like, maybe we don't have to tear it down to make a profit. Maybe we can just build it up. And then the dancers are offered a Nike commercial, and it freeze frames on the main character after he says, we get to do a farting commercial for Nike.
Did he say fuck? I see.
No.
I stopped watching. Like, I was jumping around by the angst. I'm like, yeah, I know where this goes. I know what it is. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Moose is here for 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Nothing made me more sad than when they're like, hey, when Twitch is on the phone, he's like, hey, you know, we got a thing going on in Miami. You should get down here for this thing. And you hear Moose like, yeah, you bet, man. We'll all be there. And then it's just Moose, Keto, and the robot guy. And I'm like, oh. And they all get like 4 seconds of screen. Like, the robot guy gets more screen time than Moose. What the hell is going on?
At this point, number 4 in this series, literally have 40 minutes of story time with a little bit of dancing, and then have just the craziest dance sequence for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, just do that.
Yeah, I mean, that might be what the next one is. Like, I don't know if I've seen World Tour or whatever it's called. I had it on Blu-ray, but I don't know if I actually watched it. So I'm pretty excited to see what that one's all about. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more dancing in that one.
All In?
Yeah, sure. I think it had a few different titles. I think it's got like 2 different. It doesn't matter.
Well,
yeah.
It definitely has a worse rating on IMDb.
Oh
than...
no, this one sucked though. Oh
yeah.
Lordy, well.
Here's the thing. Sometimes you can't trust IMDb.
No.
Because maybe this finally just gives us what we want, and the Revolution gave all the crap to everybody else.
I really hope that's the case. I guess we'll find out next week. But what did you think of the rope dancing that they were doing when they really had the bungee cords and the guys were running down that running down the side of that building and dancing? Twitch being one of them. We love you, Twitch.
Hated it.
Oh, really? That was some of my favorite dancing in the movie.
I thought it was all okay, but as soon as they were practicing it, I was like, I know what they're doing. And yeah, it was good. The problem was is that they had to keep cutting because when they would bungee down, their hair would get all messed up and they would be in an awkward position going back up. So there was a hard cut to them doing something different.
Right. Yeah, there was never a consistent down and then back. We never saw the whole thing. It was always because it would have been awkward coming back up for sure.
I'm glad you brought up Twitch because I feel that Twitch should have been the main guy for this movie.
I hated the main characters. Eddie and Sean, just what a bunch of zero, absolutely uninteresting, uncharismatic white boy losers. And when he first started talking, I was like, oh, is the main character Cubano or something? Are we going to get not white person in the lead of one of these movies? No, absolutely not.
It was so sad to me because Twitch has charisma. He can act, he can dance, he can do all this engineering stuff too.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Sure.
He's a DJ for Ellen. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Mm-hmm. So you think you can dance?
This guy could have been your anchor for this series, and probably racism got involved.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, the next movie is bringing together all the best white dancers from the other four movies. So it's, I think you're right. I would have loved to have seen, I almost said Moose. I would have loved to have seen Twitch front and center on one of those posters. And just, why not revolve a movie around him? I agree. I think he could have done it. I think he could have carried one of these movies on his back. One of these dance movies. Of course Twitch could have carried one on his back. The main girl is from So You Think You Can Dance, and she can't act for shit. She's terrible.
I also go back to Magic Mike XXL and how good some of those dances were compared to these movies.
Choreographed
that are very
Twitch.
Dance-centric.
And these movies, in watching this one, because there's lots of dancers in it, like you said, there's tons of people dancing, but none of them are identified. It's always different people. So I have to assume that, what these movies became, at least this one and probably the next one, were just people from So You Think You Can Dance just getting channeled into a movie. That's 100% what these are, right? It's just, showcasing So You Think You Can Dance people.
Well, I think the creators and the producers of this movie really wanted to highlight dancing and give dancing a platform and give an opportunity to a lot of dancers to be on screen and be shown and stuff like that. But I think that just kind of waters down a bit of the entertainment value out of the dances a bit, which kind of sucks. There should be a way to marry both of those, but this movie didn't do it.
No, and I have a feeling the next one's not going to either.
Yeah. Well, it ends. Well, it doesn't end the franchise because there's China.
I mean, it ends the franchise to me. I don't care about the other two. They're not interesting.
And to me too, of course.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see what happens in All In. It better be All In, or yeah.
Well, don't hold your breath for Tatum, and don't hold your breath for maybe even Mia. That's Moose's love interest in three, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, don't hold. I don't know if Alex. Oh, she's probably in. She's probably in it. But if Moose isn't a main character, if the main characters are Sean and Eddie again, I'm gonna riot. I'm gonna be so mad. I'm gonna break my Blu-ray in half.
Well,
I know. I might. I just might. Yeah. God damn. Well, I mean, is there anything else we have to talk about with this movie? Barely any Moose. Everything's gonna be great now, and then they lose everything. There's lots of Miami Heat clothing. Yeah. Nobody ever, nobody ever stops them from flash mobbing. People are always just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, some people are perturbed, and some people love it, and that's about all they go into that.
Yeah. Well, oh, I will say, though, Ricky's, the Cuban bar that they hang out at, did you know, and maybe you didn't pick, I don't know, but did you notice that the sign, the font, and the coloring, and the design of the logo is exactly the same as Ricky's, the restaurant?
Like, oh no, it was probably a Ricky's.
It was identical to that, like exactly the same. And all I could think was, oh, when you're here, you're home. We love it.
Yeah. When you're here, your family, Ricky's.
Yeah, that's Ricky's slogan, I think.
I definitely want you to leave this in. What should I have for lunch?
What are your options?
Anything in the city.
Oh my god.
Of Haiti.
Oh, well then, like are you talking like fast food or something like that?
Anything. Like sandwich, fast food, steak sandwich.
Oh, it's an easy one. Go to Safeway, get yourself one of their freshly made deli sandwiches. Ooh, wow, get a kombucha to go with that? Mamma mia, now we're talking.
Safeway on 13th?
Sure. Any of the Safeways.
Does it have to be a specific one?
Nope, they're all good. Any of the Safeways are good.
Okay, we'll talk about this more when we're finished the podcast, because I need, like, very specific instructions on how to get... Because I really don't like disrupting the days of underpaid workers.
No, no.
Especially at, like, a grocery store.
I'll give you the instructions live on the show. So you go to Safeway. They have a deli counter where they will make you fresh things. That's a part of their job. You're not interrupting their day. That's a part of their job. That's not... That's
if they... roll their eyes even just the slightest amount, I'm gonna feel bad.
Well, they won't. I've gotten many deli sandwiches from there and they never roll their eyes. They're always sure annoyed because they have to make something fresh, but as long as you're polite and as long as you're not pushy and a jerk about it and you're patient and your instructions are clear, it'll all be fine. So you go there and you get, I don't know, I like a chicken. I like to get a chicken sandwich from there. You get it on a ciabatta bun, or their white buns are very good as well. Either one is very tasty. Depends on what you're in the mood for. And then, like, cheese, whatever you want. I like a Swiss with my chicken, or maybe a Havarti. That's good. And then toppings. What kind of toppings do you like on your sandwiches?
Lettuce.
Sure, they got it.
Tomato.
Sure, they got it. Although, if they try to put butts on there, make sure to tell them, could I get, like, centerpieces? I don't want the butts. That's disgusting.
Oh, man. Butts on a sandwich?
Like the tomato butts.
I know.
Yeah. Gross. No, they just grab whatever's in there, though.
Tomato butts do have a very similar hole to us.
That's true. Yeah, well, made in God's image.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we solved it.
Oh, I heard a great burn the other day that was like, how is your face any different from your ass? Shit goes out, dicks go in.
That seems like it comes from a very perturbed person's place. Like, they were just, like, feeling it, but they can't. They spun gold.
They did spin gold, for sure. It made me laugh very hard when I read that. That's a pretty funny burn.
It's so true.
Shit goes out, dicks go in. How does that sound?
That's life, baby.
Not sexual, though. Not in a sexual way.
I gotta say, this podcast really turned me around on my day, and I'm in a good place right now.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Can I give you a piece of advice for your sandwich?
Yeah.
Get it toasted, of course. Always get it toasted. And then maybe put a little bit of cranberry sauce on that sandwich. I know it sounds crazy, but it's delicious. It adds a nice little sweetness to balance out the salt. It's fantastic. I would highly recommend it.
Cranberry sauce?
Mm-hmm.
They have that?
They do like a Thanksgiving style sandwich, I would assume. But yeah, you can just get cranberry sauce on your sandwich, and it's like muy bueno.
Yeah, that does sound really good.
It is really good.
If I have the right amount of like confidence and muster, I'll go try this, because I've had other people tell me about these Safeway sandwiches.
Yeah, have you ever been to Subway?
Eat fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the same thing. If you can order a Subway sandwich, if you can go into a restaurant and order food, you can order a Subway sandwich. You can handle this. You got it, pal. I believe in you.
Yeah, but at Subway, that's all they're there for, is to make sandwiches. Although they do roll their eyes, even if you come in.
Well, that's true.
And like, even if they're busy and they're like continuing making a sub and it's your turn, they're like, oh, so what are you having? And then you tell them what you're having, and then they roll their eyes.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, God. Ugh. The Italian BMT? Oh, yeah. My God. Why don't you just give yourself a heart attack?
I'll have a chicken on white. Oh, my God. Everybody orders a chicken on white.
Oh, let me guess. You want the cheddar bread. Good for you.
Problem is, jobs are terrible. They, like, suck all the life out of you.
Public-facing jobs certainly suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, on that note, I love you.
I love you. We love you.
Step up.
You know what's great?
The P, the U, the R, the E, the B,
the
O, the Y, the S, it's pure boys.
Hold up,
it's pure boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The B, the U, the R, the E, the B, the O, the Y, the S, it's pure boys.
That's great to hear.
Hold up, it's pure boys.
You sounded great on this episode. You sounded great.
Yeah, I know.
I love you.
I love you.